Today, October 2nd, is the feast day of the Holy Guardian Angels. We know that angels are mentioned over 700 times in sacred scripture. We see in the first reading today from the book of Exodus, chapter 23, God says, "See, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on your way." And then in today's gospel, the Lord reminds us that each one of us has a guardian angel. "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." What are angels? Well, the word angel means messenger. But an angel is a pure spirit created by God with an intellect and free will. Angels more closely resemble God because they are pure spirits. So they're philosophically, ontologically higher than humans because we're both body and soul. Angels are pure spirits created by God. St. Thomas Aquinas says that an angel is the most excellent of creatures because he has the greatest intelligence next to God. St. Jerome wrote way back in the 400s that the human soul is so valuable in heaven that every human person has a guardian angel from the moment the person comes into being. Way back in the 400s, St. Jerome tells us that. We know that the angels were all created good. They're all created by God at once. There's no new angels being created. There's every day, you know, thousands or millions of new human beings being created. But all the angels that will ever be created are already created. God is not creating any more new angels. They were all created at once at the beginning of time. And these angels were given some sort of a test, either to remain faithful to God or to turn away from God. What this test was, we don't know. The fathers of the church speculate that perhaps they were given a vision of the incarnation, that God was going to become lower than the angels, that God was going to become man. Perhaps they could not, many of them could not accept this fact, that God would become lower than the angels. And so it says in scripture that many of them rebelled against God and turned against God, turned their will against him. And as the book of Revelation says, and the fathers of the church attribute this to the fall of the angels, that a third of the stars fell from the sky. So according to the fathers of the church, they speculate about a third of the angels turned against and rebelled against God, whereas two-thirds of the angels remained faithful to God. What's unique about the angels is that no two angels are alike. Each angel is its own species. Just as a dog is different from a cat, which is different than an alligator and a giraffe, every species of animal is different. Every single angel is different from every other angel, as a dog is from a cat or as an elephant is from a hippopotamus. Every angel is a unique creation of God. Imagine that. Billions and trillions of angels. Everyone is unique. Everyone is a different species. They manifest the incredible creative power and imagination of God to create every angel unique in its own way. The fathers of the church tell us that there are 9 choirs of angels. Some angels are adoring God at the throne of God. Others travel throughout the universe to help with the rotation of the planets and the guidance and protection of countries and cities. Angels are also given to each human person. Now, exactly when our guardian angel is given to us is still up for debate. Some say that it's given to us at the moment of our conception. Others say that while the child is in the mother's womb, it's protected by the mother's guardian angel until it's born. So some say we're given our guardian angel at birth, others at our conception. We don't know. But we do know that every one of us, it's a defined teaching of the church, is given a holy angel to protect us, to guide us on our way. to protect us from physical danger, certainly, but first and foremost, to protect us from spiritual danger, to help us in times of temptation, to help us to get to heaven. Our guardian angel can become our closest friend. We should have daily conversation with our guardian angel. Many people will give their guardian angel a name to make their angel more personal, so they can call upon their angel all the time. There are two beautiful prayers, the Angel of God prayer that all of you are familiar with. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. The four things the angel does for us, to enlighten us, to guard us, to rule over us, and to guide us. Another prayer says, Angel sent by God to guide me, be my light and walk beside me. Be my guardian and protect me. On the path of life, direct me. So your guardian angel can help you to discover your vocation in life, to become a priest or a nun or to get married. Your guardian angel is there to help you to get to heaven. So on this wonderful feast day of the guardian angels that was added to the church by Pope Paul V in the year 1608, a universal feast day in honor of the guardian angels, we should try to increase our devotion to the holy angels. That's why at the church here, we wanted to make sure we always had images of angels very prevalent. When you come into the church, we have the holy water fonts, the angels holding the holy water. And perhaps every time you come in and bless yourself with holy water to remind yourself of your baptism, say the guardian angel prayer and ask the guardian angel to always be with you and to help you. And when you see the tabernacle, you'll see the adoring angels on both sides of the tabernacle with their wings folded up out of respect for God. Whenever an angel is adoring God, they say in Christian art that they fold their wings upward out of respect for the Lord. And those four angels represent the four purposes of prayer: adoration, petition, thanksgiving, and reparation. So when you see those angels adoring the Lord in the tabernacle, that should remind you of prayer and the qualities of prayer that we should always be able to use in our daily prayer life: adoration, petition, thanksgiving, and reparation. And so today we ask the holy guardian angels pray for us.